Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at wyll.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.67 and a half, up 2 and a quarter on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.86, up 1 and a half on the open. September, 3.97 and a half, up 3 quarters. December, 4.15, up 3 quarters. March, 4.30, up 1 on the open. May corn opened at 2.33, up 3 on the open. July, 2.42 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. September, 2.54, up 2 and 3 quarters. December, 2.68, up 2 and 3 quarters. March, 2.78 and 3 quarters, up 3 on the open. July oats opened at 1.89 and a half, up a half on the open. May beans opened at $6, even, up 6 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 6.11 and a half, up 5 and a half. August, 6.17, up 6. September, 6.21, up 5. November, 6.30 and 3 quarters, up 5 and a half. January, 6.39, up 6. March, 6.45, up 5 and a quarter on the open. May soybean meal opened at 180.20, up 160 on the open. July, 180.30, up 150. May soybean oil opened at 25.25, up 30 on the open. July, 25.55, up 27. At the Merck, May feeders open at 165, down 17 and a half on the open. August, 103.85, down 7 and a half. September, 103.60, unchanged. June live cattle opened at 75.70, up 60 on the open. August, 77.15, up 37 and a half. May lean hogs open at 67.50, down 5 on the up in June, 67.60, up 10. July, 67.30, down 12 and a half. August, 66.35, down 5 on the open. And May bellies open at 83.20, up 50 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start in the soybean pit this morning, where July now sits 6.12 and a quarter. Has been as high today as 6.13 and a half. And I got to think, Dan, that would give one encouragement that we might see a higher weekly high for a fifth straight week.
Well, we're off to a good start. The bean market, though, the last couple of days have, you know, is opened higher, first half session pretty good, and then as we get toward the end, then it sells off and we get a session low close. We've had that happen to us 2 days in a row. It's unclear exactly, you know, what's offering resistance. Some say, you know, South American farmers are picking up some sales on the higher go, and that kind of sells it off toward the close. You got a lot of spec traders trying to push it into those stop areas during the day, and if they can't get any takers on it, then they liquidate, you know, in the close. But so far, so good. You know, the overall chart pattern in soybeans looks real good. I've liked it here for about 3-4 weeks now, since we were able to pull out of that mid-April low point, and then we closed out the month of April with a monthly reversal to the upside. So it does look pretty good. You've got a nice little uptrend in place basically since April 10th when we made our lows.
And do you like it on the other side of tomorrow's reports as well?
Well, when you start looking, when you start incorporating reports, then you got to start incorporating fundamentals. And supply-demand tables is probably the supply-demand table is going to look fairly ugly tomorrow. what, you know, USDA is going to be pretty well confined to using the acreage estimates that came on the March 31st report, and then they're going to plug in an average yield, whether or not they decide on 39.5 or 40 or 41.5. I guess that's the only suspense. And you're going to multiply that out, and it's going to show a growth in ending stocks, as well as probably we could see maybe some growth in ending stocks on the current balance sheet. So the balance sheets will probably be somewhat negative. So far, though, the market has somewhat ignored that, looking down the road, thinking that maybe world supplies will tighten with another downward adjustment in acreage in South America. Soybeans are receiving a lot of support from outside inflationary markets, whether it's precious metals or energy markets. So there is some hope down the road that maybe demand is growing and supplies may shrink. And so that's why the market's been able to at least shrug it off here, at least for the last month and a half or so.
In the corn market, July now 242.5, up 2.25. December 267.75, up 2.5. We've had three straight sessions in the corn pit to the upside in the July charts, but we have a way to go to get to last week's high at 251.25.
Well, we do, and you have to kind of view this initial reaction here as the halfway, a retracement rally. We'll have to see whether or not the market's able to kind of exceed the halfway back. We kind of had a little over a dime or so down in the market. We'll have to kind of see whether or not how the market performs when it returns, you know, about halfway back on the charts.
Are you more optimistic that we might see upside potential in the December chart as opposed to the July?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they're going to kind of go together. At some point in time, if the market really feels worried that supplies are going to be short, then what you will see is the front-end months then begin to gain on the distant months, because what they'll want is their hand on the old crop inventory. Even though we have a big supply of it, if there's any indication that the 2007 or 2006 crop here is going to come in real short, they'll want to own the 05 crops inventory. So you'll see the bull spread begin to take place if end users really begin to worry that we're going to be tight of corn supply.
Can you explain to me why in the July wheat we're seeing this good chart action despite lousy fundamentals?
Well, fundamentals is a matter of interpretation, Dave. I'm not necessarily would say that you have lousy fundamentals in wheat. You have a short, hard wheat crop, both on the hard winter and the spring wheat. Seems to be kind of going in a little slow. So you have fairly tight inventories over in that direction. Now you have fairly a pretty good crop here in the soft red, but I'm beginning to hear that there's getting to be more and more disease problems in this soft red winter wheat crop. So, you know, that is kind of going along also with this inflationary expectations, what's going on in corn and soybeans also.
Do you think then that we have a chance, an outside chance, or maybe something more strong to get back to the $4 high in the July chart?
I would not rule anything out on this. I mean, the wheat market, you know, had its decline here off of its March high. We went into this late March low. We had kind of a 50% retracement rally into mid-March. We then fell back again here late April against the March low. So you kind of got a little double bottom formation, and now you've taken out the previous rally high that was made in mid-April here this past week. So you have now, I think, technically turned the underlying trend back higher after a period of sideways to down. So the wheat market is right at a point here seasonally, if it would continue this strength that we see here this week on into next week, that you would have a counter-seasonal advance going in play in the wheat market, because basically from mid-May on, it's pretty hard to get the wheat market to advance. It's pretty much a down situation as you go into July and early August before wheat turns up. So wheat's right at a point here where if it would continue to extend these advances that we've seen over the past couple of weeks on into next week, you could probably begin to say that we're in a counter-seasonal move. If not, then you've got to think that the seasonalities are going to take hold here over the next week or two and take us down into a harvest low.
That number you mentioned, 11 April at 382. Thanks much, Dan.
Okay.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.